changes in agricultural productivity. Higher temperatures, shifting growing seasons, changing species composition, and altered rainfall patterns could locally modify agricultural productivity. Some places may experience a rise in productivity. For example, higher latitude environments as a result of longer growing seasons, and perhaps an effect known as carbon fertilization. But others, particularly in the warm and dry regions of the world, are likely to experience significant declines. In some regions, the adverse effects are likely to be substantial. Climate change, moreover, may interact with increased air pollution to result in even larger declines in crop productivity. Changes in water availability. Climate change will lead to systematic changes in rainfall, evaporation, and river flow. The changes in rainfall patterns will be complex and are still too hard to model with reliability. It is known, however, that evapotranspiration, the sum of evaporation and transpiration of water through the leaves of plants, will increase with temperature. So in hot environments, rising temperatures will make rainwater less available for human use and crop production before it evaporates. Rising temperatures will also accelerate the melting of glaciers and snow in the high mountains. Hundreds of millions of people downstream of mountains depend on snow melt and glacier melt for their water in the spring and summer, and climate change will greatly threaten these vast areas of Asia and the Americas. For some decades, the communities will be threatened by flooding caused by rapid glacier melting. But after that, the risk will switch abruptly to water scarcity, when the glaciers disappear altogether. Snowmelt will come earlier in the spring and not be available during the dry summer months when crops require irrigation water. Increased natural hazards. It is generally expected that extreme weather events are likely to intensify as a result of warmer temperatures. While the overall frequency of hurricanes might not change, the energy released in hurricanes seems to be increasing, and therefore the frequency of major hurricanes seems to be on the rise. Flooding and droughts are both likely to increase in some parts of the planet. Changes in ocean chemistry. Rising CO2 levels will acidify the surface waters of the ocean. The resulting changes in ocean chemistry will stunt or kill corals, shellfish, and some microscopic plankton that build their bodies with calcium carbonate. The overall consequences for all marine life, fish, corals, mollusks, and more, and therefore for human life, could be profound. In a few places, the overall changes might be positive, especially in some of the colder high-latitude regions. There are, however, three overriding conclusions reached by every study of these issues. First, the negative effects are likely to be large and severe. Even if there are some climate change winners, there will be hundreds of millions or billions of climate change losers. Second, negative effects outweigh the positive effects. It's not only that climate losers will outnumber the winners, but also that the losses of the losers will outweigh the winnings of the winners. Third, the negative consequences, both in gross and net terms, weighing the benefits as well, will be tremendously amplified the more the average temperature increases. Thresholds and abrupt climate change. The global costs of going from the pre-industrial baseline temperature to 1 degree centigrade above the pre-industrial average will be modest. The next 1 degree, that is, up to 2 degrees above the pre-industrial baseline, will be much more costly. Indeed, each incremental 1 degree increase will be very costly. It's just like a fever. Going from 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit to 99.6 is unpleasant. Another degree is debilitating. Each additional degree of fever is even more threatening. A 6 degree increase to 104.6 degrees can be fatal. So too, as we change the Earth's temperature, seemingly slight changes can cause dangerous, abrupt, and uncharted change. One of the reasons for this non-linear effect is that natural systems and human systems will hit certain temperature thresholds. For example, if the Earth warms enough, the ice sheets in Greenland and Antarctica will break apart through melting and ice quakes, and the resulting flow of water and ice from the land to the oceans will raise the sea level and displace hundreds of millions of people living in low-lying coastal areas. When temperatures rise beyond a certain point, food crop yields could plummet because seeds will no longer germinate. Similarly, diseases such as malaria could be transmitted to regions where the disease is currently non-existent. Above certain temperatures, soil moisture will evaporate so rapidly that semi-arid lands will be converted into deserts, unable to support farming. The survival range of many species is tightly limited by temperature, so an increase in temperature beyond a certain threshold will push those species to extinction. And so it will go on and on.